When I was about seven, I think, six or seven. Can't really remember. I should remember, really. It was only 20 years ago. I said to my dad, I think it's about time I took the stabilisers off my bike. We've all been there, haven't we? And those of us who are blessed with being parents, we've all been through it as well on the other end of things. When I was a kid growing up, our back garden backed onto a primary school. And because it was 20 years ago, primary schools weren't locked like they are now. We had locks on and bolts. And anybody could walk onto the school grounds any time. And there was a great big, flat, solid concrete playground. And my dad decided that it'd be the best place for me to learn how to ride a bike without my stabilisers on. Not grass. Oh no, concrete, that'll do for you, son. So we spent a good half an hour ago, me going round in circles with my bike on the stabilisers. Then Dad pulled out his spanner, took the stabilisers off. And because I had a rally chopper designed for these things, there's a handle on the back. And I don't know if that's why it was designed, but that's what my dad held on to as I gingerly rode along on my bike. And I was doing all right. I hadn't come off because Dad was holding on to the back of the bike. I could tell this because I hear him out of breath behind me trying to get... Am I doing all right, Dad?
Yes, son, you're doing great.
Right. So this carries on for a bit. And I'm feeling a bit confident now, a little bit cocky. So I says to me dad, Dad, you can let go now. And a voice from 30 foot away went, Son, I already have. Clatter. I found out just how hard a 1980s, late 70s, primary school concrete playground was. I think it took 2 days for my mum to pull the bits of gravel out of my knees. But I was all right until I realised that Dad had let go of the bike. I must have gone 30 or 40 feet by myself without him holding on. But I hadn't realised. But as soon as I realised, I came a clatter. And I came off. And I hit the ground screaming. I remember it well. I think it was the shock more than anything. Then obviously the solid concrete, but there you go. Peter was exactly like this in our gospel reading today. While he had his eyes on Jesus, while he had that confidence that he felt of being with Jesus, he was brave enough to step out of the boat. Things didn't go wrong for Peter when he stepped out the boat. Things only went wrong for Peter when he took his eyes off Jesus and realised the mess he was in. A bit like me with my bike. I was all right until I realised that Dad had let go. Peter is without doubt my favourite disciple. I know you shouldn't have favourites, but I do. For me, it's Peter. Peter was a rough, tough, brusque, outspoken fisherman. Very few graces, just like me. Outspoken. And Peter got things wrong. Spectacularly wrong. The same man who walked on water with Jesus denied him 3 times. The same man who was at peace with Jesus pulled out a sword and cut off a centurion's ear when he thought Jesus was in danger, despite Jesus telling him not to. He was an expert of clutching defeat from the arms of victory, which as an Albion fan, I know only too well. And if any of you watched England versus Argentina last month, we all know it only too well. Our gospel reading this morning comes in a pivotal point in Jesus' earthly ministry. He has just recently found out the news that his cousin John the Baptist had died, well, been murdered. He was reeling from that. He just fed the 5,000. He was physically and mentally and emotionally exhausted. So he sent the disciples off to the next town on a boat, while he went up to a mountain to have some time with God alone to pray. He was about to go into the Gentile regions, and he knew that Jerusalem and the cross were waiting for him. It was one of the lowest points in his ministry. John the Baptist had been murdered, and he'd spent days healing people and preaching and teaching. And so he spends all night alone with God in prayer. Meanwhile, the disciples are battling a storm all the way through. And at the darkest point of the night, when things can't get any worse, Jesus appears, walking on the water. He walks out to them, and they're scared. At first, they think it's a ghost, which, you know, it's a pretty good reaction. I think we'd all think the same. But then they see that it's Jesus. And he says those wonderful words, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." There's something wonderfully simple about those words. Don't be afraid. Jesus doesn't promise that he'll stop the storm. Jesus doesn't give him a 5-point plan to escape. He gives them that simple assurance. It is I. Don't be afraid. The assurance that every single one of us gets, that Jesus is right here with us. For me, the miracle isn't Jesus walking on the water. It's not even that Peter, a mere mortal, walks on water. People forget this. They think that only Jesus walked on water. Peter walked on water as well. If you ask most people, they don't realize this. Peter walked on water as well, only for a short time before he started to lose faith and started to sink, but he walked on water. For me, the miracle of our reading is that Peter stepped out of the boat. He was a fisherman. He'd worked on Lake Galilee all his life. Lake Galilee is 13 miles long and 8 miles wide. See, it's not just science, it's geography as well this morning. It's got its own tidal currents. It's got its own weather system. Those fishermen would have known it only too well of how dangerous it would be to step out of a boat in the middle of a storm, in the middle of the night, in the dark and the cold. Yet Peter does it. He steps out of the boat. And the reason why Peter steps out of the boat? One word. Come. Jesus tells him to come. And Peter knows he'll be okay. Peter would have been scared. He wouldn't have had all the answers. I'm sure there's a little voice in his head that says, "What are you doing now?" But he steps out of the boat because Jesus puts his hand out and says, "Come." It's all he needs. Come. And that's all we need. Our Christian lives aren't perfect. Our faith sometimes isn't what it should be. I know that. Things go wrong. Things hurt. But we simply need to have faith in Jesus, to follow Jesus, to hold out our hands to Jesus and hear him say, come. For a few moments, Peter walked on water. He only started to sink when he took his eyes off Jesus. And we do exactly the same thing. We think we've got it sussed. We think we've got it sorted. We can do this alone. And we come unstuck. When Peter starts to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. And Jesus immediately reached out his hand. He didn't wait for him to sink any further. He didn't wait until Peter stopped doubting. He didn't wait for Peter to stop panicking. He immediately reaches out his hand. He immediately makes sure that Peter is okay. There's no hesitation. It's immediate. And that's how God is with us now. His help is immediate. Our faith may be shaky, but God's help is immediate. Peter's mistake wasn't getting out of the boat. Peter's mistake wasn't thinking I could walk on water. Peter's mistake was losing faith and taking his eyes off Jesus. That's when he started to sink. If he hadn't done that, he probably would have walked back to the shore with Jesus. Faith is not a commodity that can be switched on and off like a tap. It's not something that you can measure. There are people who think they have more faith than somebody else. They don't. Faith isn't something you can put a number on. Faith is on about being constant, of waiting on Jesus, of hearing his word, and going out into the world and being that love. We need to have courage, because we can't reach out in faith unless we get out of the boat. It is the only way. So here's my question to you this morning. Here's my challenge. What will you do to step out of the boat? What will you do to bring God's love to somebody else? What will you do as a person? It may be as simple as forgiving someone or asking for forgiveness. Talking to somebody who's in need. Asking how somebody is and meaning it, and listening for the answer. Simple acts of kindness, simple acts of love. What will you do as a church to step out of the boat? What will you do to reach out to the people out there who need to know God's love as well? It's wonderful to see so many of you in church this morning. It really does my heart good. My churches aren't half as full as this in my circuit. But sitting in church isn't all of it. It's what we do out there. It's how we put that love into action. It's about taking a risk. It's about stepping out of the boat. We simply have to hear Jesus say, come. Don't be afraid. What will you do to step out of the boat, to show love, and to be love in action? Amen.